The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Hey, y'all, what's up? It's your girl, Jess Delarius from Carefully Reckless. I'm excited to announce that I will be hitting the stage for the annual Black Effect Podcast Festival. Join me for a live Carefully Reckless podcast, along with some other dope shows from the podcast industry, taking place in Atlanta, Saturday, April 27th. I'll be hitting the stage live with Horrible Decisions, Black Tech Green Money, and many more. Make sure you grab your tickets at blackeffect.com.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Welcome to Carefully Reckless, a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect.
Just like that, we back with another Carefully Reckless episode. I'm here again with LaBria Shannon, last week's guest. What's up, baby?
What's going on, friend?
Ain't nothing. You gonna be a little bit more lit this week?
Yeah,
because you wasn't trying to show us the Baltimore. I really feel like you need to show us the Baltimore. Okay,
I got you, friend.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. So listen, last week, approaching the end of the episode, you asked me about Justin LaBoy.
I sure did.
Okay, and why?
He posts a lot of stuff on his page that have men and women thinking. So I'm like, he posed a question last week, like, which sign was a woman coming to another woman? And I commented, mm-hmm. and I was like, I don't want anybody coming to me about anything. Okay. LOL. Mm-hmm. And I got a little backlash from that.
Okay.
And it was a thing.
Okay. Well, he said, what was it? Coming? How do you feel about a woman coming to you as a woman?
Yeah.
Well, I do, honestly, I do know who that is. I do not know Justin LaBoy or Justin L.A. Boy. I still don't even know if it's L.A. Boy or LaBoy. I don't know. Either
still
way,
I
know that he is the voice for a lot of our thoughts as women, and then he is the voice for a lot of the men's thoughts. I do respect his page. I respect his content. Now, coming to you as a woman.
About your man.
About your man. Now listen. It's two ways you can look at that. You can look at it one way and say, I don't want to know shit because I know my nigga out there doing something. I don't want to look, because a lot of people, 9 times out of 10, a lot of these women know that their men are out there. You know what I'm saying?
So
they don't need you coming to them. Now listen, then you have the other woman who's completely in the blind, who don't know. I've seen like family members that go through that shit. Like they want to know, because they don't know what's going on. Like, they put these men up on pedestals so high that they don't even expect to be cheated on.
Facts.
One of my aunts, she never checked phones. She never, and then you shouldn't have to do that. But he got so comfortable with her being so lax in the relationship that when somebody ended up coming to her as a woman, everything was a fucking surprise to her. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? She was like, I'm not even gonna say she was naive. She just was fucking, I don't know. She was so into her man, and he was into her too. He just had a lot of motherfucking energy, because he had the energy for this bitch, that bitch, and my aunt. You know what I mean? So it's just like, some women already don't even expect to be cheated on. You know what I'm saying? Like, that still is a thing. You know, you don't expect it, but it happens. But you have your women that want to know, and then you got the ones that don't want to know. You know, then you got the ones that want to fight the bitches.
Facts.
When you know you ain't gonna leave this nigga. And 9 times out of 10, he ain't gonna stop messing with the girl that you about to fight.
Facts. I just feel like women, when they come into those type of situations, I feel like they need validation that they in his life. They do so much on this social media. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, we just, we got missed. That man was with another lady yesterday. You know what I'm saying? So it's so much that goes on. And then you want to come to somebody as a woman for confirmation. What do you want to know that you already don't know? Because some people know.
Yeah.
They go through them phones. I'm not that type of person. I ain't going through nobody's phone. Mm-hmm. I have discernment, baby. I ain't doing all that.
Okay.
But like,
okay, discernment. I know that's right.
But I'm not doing all that. And I feel like if you have to do all of that, go through people's phones and all that, it's already a problem.
Before you put yourself through the whole insecure stage.
Yeah,
and the whole
insecurity's already flowing over. Like
sneaking and looking a guy's phone.
You texting the lady and all that. No, talk to your man. Like, what's going on? Talk about y'all.
All right, well, listen, let me ask you this. You ever come to somebody as a woman?
I don't feel it's necessary.
So you've never. So that's a no.
I've never
came to somebody as a woman.
I'm coming to you.
You've never been dealing with a guy who had a girlfriend that you didn't know about until you found out about her later and you hit her up like, listen, this is what's going on. You never did?
Never.
I feel you.
Never.
Has anybody ever come to you as a woman?
They tried, but.
What that mean?
Hey, I want to talk to you about my man. What you talking about?
What?
I'm hit the man. This lady says she want to talk.
Don't talk to her. So that's what the guy told you?
Like, yeah. Don't talk.
Okay. And was this the ex that we was talking about last week? Oh, no, you know I'm an ex. And talk in the mic so we can hear you, huh?
I don't do it about it.
Oh, what? That's the same one?
Yeah.
Okay, so somebody came to you as a woman. Okay. And he told you, do not talk to her.
Yeah.
But you know why he told you, do not talk to her. Because she was going to spill the beans on what the fuck he was telling her.
Facts of the man.
You know what I mean? And I know as a woman, you know, from woman to woman, we share things and we share things and often we are judged for sharing them by the woman that we shared with. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, you still got to leave that reservation open for the fact that yo really could be hiding some other shit.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? And she was the girlfriend, huh?
Yeah, I say that.
Yeah. So both of y'all were being played by this nigga. So understand, if he told you not to talk to her, he told her not to talk to you too. This was him trying to keep y'all separate
and
fuck with y'all at the same time for as long as he could.
Yeah.
Now, me personally, I have come to somebody as a woman. I felt bad for a situation. I found out somebody I was dealing with was married. I mean, we know this story. And I tried to approach her. I tried to talk to her. She wanted to keep going on social media. She really wanted to keep like going there with it when she knew that they were getting a divorce.
Thanks.
You know what I'm saying? Like, only thing that I didn't agree with was that he lied and told me that they were already divorced. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? After not even telling me that he had a wife. We woke up together in Puerto Rico, like I done said plenty of times, and the shade room was a
over here, baby.
Bitch, the shade room was a jumping. She sent a marriage certificate and said, we are still happily married. I don't know anything about no divorce. That line. And then that started a feud in between me and him as we waking up in Puerto Rico together. Oh, okay, cool. And we got 3 more days here. Let me leave because I don't have time for this. You have a wife?
Mm-hmm.
All right, I was going to tell you, but we divorced. First of all, I didn't even know there was a wife. Now you're saying it's a divorce, but your marriage license, your marriage certificate is on Shade Room up and down all day. Yeah. So it's like, does she know she divorced? Like, you know, so
and
I tried to go to her like, listen, I did not know about you. His fans don't even fucking know about you. A lot of his fans did not even know he was married until that shit came out. You should have seen up and down them comments like, damn, yo, you married?
They still try to bring it up.
You know what I'm saying? To this day, you know? And it's just like, I didn't know that. And then I really didn't pay any attention to him outside of him just liking me. I wasn't watching his comedy.
Right.
I wasn't watching his videos. I wasn't at all. I didn't know. I knew who he was.
Right.
I knew his name. You know, we're all in that same industry, that same lane where these names come across your desk. Like, it's like, okay, cool. And I know I had seen him a couple times. I ran into him in New York and LA. And, you know, we were crossing paths because of TV and film.
Mm-hmm.
Did not even think to start watching his comedy or his content until maybe like when we broke up.
Mm-hmm.
I did not. You know what I'm saying? So I didn't know that. And people were like, bitch, you knew he was married. No, I did not know he was fucking married, bitch.
Lying. Like when I was in my little situation, man said he was single, we trying to get on his feet, using this lady, doing all that type of foolishness. But like, you know, it's only a certain amount of things that you're going to get away with me.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to lay up under me, baby, and think it's a thing. I'll let you go over there and let that person deal with that. I'm not settling for that type of foolishness.
You're so right.
You know what I'm saying? So I'll play the game. Let's play the game. We both going to play the game. But guess what? I'm not settling for the foolishness. So you're going to have to go over there and do what you want to do over there.
Yeah.
I ain't know nothing about this person until they hit my phone.
Mm-hmm.
He don't speak about you.
Yeah, no, I get it. But did you penalize him in any way? Like, why is this girl hitting me? Why? What is going on? Did you sit him down and talk to him? Like, listen, why? She wouldn't have to hit me unless she really thought she had something to tell me.
Facts.
So did you fucking hit him?
Absolutely. Every time the call came through, why is this lady?
Every time. So this bitch was just a caller.
Just a texting.
Just a text.
Mm. Like, why do you keep hitting me about this? ma'am, I don't deal with that in my personal life. Like, you know,
but I wouldn't even want to be on that side either, Bree, because it's like, obviously it's something that he fucking telling her.
Trial and error, not with
you.
Trial.
And when he not with you, he was with her. And no, you're right. Trial and error. You know not to do this shit no more. You know how to, step your foot in this shit no more. But I don't know. Like I remember there was another time where somebody came to me as a woman. This guy wasn't even my boyfriend. I was dating him and he was using this girl for money to buy me shit.
Damn.
I'm talking about taking money from one bitch and giving it to me.
Oh, friend, you.
When I'm not even the one who needs the money.
Real MVP, okay?
You know what I'm saying? I felt bad in that fucking moment when she hit me. I'm talking about, we met down at my fucking hookah lounge. She was crying to
no.
me. She was, and I just was like, yo, I feel horrible.
Yeah.
Because it was around my birthday. She was able to tell me every single thing that she knew that he had bought for me.
Dang.
Because how much it amounted to when he used her money.
Wow. Did you give any of that stuff back?
I did not give any of it back. I just didn't feel like she would have much use for it. So no,
I did not
give anything back, but I felt bad in that moment. And I called that nigga like right there in front of her. I said, yo, you using this girl to give me, you got such and such from her? And he didn't know she was right there. He like, I don't even know what the fuck that is.
Yeah, that's how it lies.
You can at least not lie like
not
that.
Lie. Come on.
This girl got pictures of you and her phone. She got, and like I said, he was not my boyfriend then. Like he was not my boyfriend at all. We had never even made it to that point because of shit like this. But we were 2 months in dating. You know what I'm saying? I started dating him in like December. My birthday was February. He showered me. I'm talking about like
he'll
showered
all of that,
me.
Mm-hmm. All of that and still have a second life.
Everything and still
juggle.
You know, right. So with her coming to me, I listened to her. I wasn't like, oh, nah, I wasn't like you, bitch. Like, nah, ain't nothing to talk about, whatever, whatever. I didn't even tell the nigga that she said, can you please meet me down, blah, 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 blah. Because she knew one of my friends. She knew somebody that I knew, and they knew her. And she was like, I just need to get in front of Jess because I know who she's dealing with, and I'm dealing with the same nigga, and he is taking money from me, spending it on her. I need to talk to her. And I said, okay. So by the end of that conversation, she was, you know, teary-eyed and shit. And I have like a sympathy card and like a compassion card for women who are going through shit that they can't help. Like, well, she could help that. But when it comes to matters of the heart, sometimes you'll do some crazy shit.
I agree.
You know, and she had told me he had lied to her about shit that he was supposed to have been doing and, you know, just to get money out of her. And then she'll never, ever see her money again. And I said, okay, well, were they loans? Did you tell him that? So I was in love with him. Yeah, but baby, you still got to let him know I need my fucking money back. You need to write contracts. Bitch, you can't be giving niggas no money with no fucking contract.
Facts.
That's not good. You don't do that. I just want to say I do understand the I'm coming to you from woman to woman. I understand both parts. It's a negative side and it's a positive side. Hold up. I know this shit getting good, but listen to just a couple seconds of a commercial. If you love me, you'll listen.
First, he changed music. Then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
iHeart Podcast Update. This week on your free iHeart Radio app. Fodor's Guide to Espionage, a 60s-era spy story of the world's first and greatest travel writer, Eugene Fodor, as he jet sets around the globe. Tongue Unbroken Season 2. This podcast explores complex concepts of identity, resilience, erasure, and genocide. Table for Two Season 2. Think of the show as a deconstructed Oscar party in podcast form. Each episode takes place over the romance of a meal and feels like you're seated next to a different guest at that dinner. Hear these podcasts and more on your free iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes when that woman-to-woman thing comes, it'd be intentions. Like, what is your intention?
Yeah, the intentions
are bad. What's your motive?
Bad.
Like,
like, for instance, all these fucking strippers that was coming out saying, like, oh, I slept with Lil Baby. Like, it, their intentions are for the attention, the exposure of it, the what they can get. They honestly don't even be trying to break up him and Jada. They just want what they can get out of that nigga at that time. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of times, bitches want to be able to throw in your face that they fucked your nigga. So I do understand the intentions behind, like, the girl's intentions when she was telling me about the guy who was taking money from her, but spending it on me. That wasn't just so I could know that she fucking with him too. I honestly didn't give 3.5 fucks. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And she knew that I didn't. But I really wanted to get that girl money back. I really did. I wanted to, like, rob that nigga and get that money back. Yo. But he ain't have it no more. He ain't had no more money.
Even never his.
I said, shit. If I'm going to have to pawn my Louis and my Chanel, then baby, you ain't going to get your money because these boots is nice.
I think this man was taking money from this lady. Out all the time. Bill paid. Oh, you want me to do a tip?
And it's so bad. And it's so bad because she actually had a really good job and she worked and she was a single mother. So that shit really, like, fucked it up even more. I said, damn, she's a single mom. You can't do that. So I chewed him up, stopped talking to him, you know, whatever. But you have to know the intentions of the person. And it depends on the situation.
Every situation is different.
So every situation is different, you know?
And then you never know with the woman that you come to, she might not even been in no stuff like this before. So she's like, hold up. I mean, let me hit yo up. Like, you know what I'm saying? You never, because anybody really run into that all the time. Let me hit yo up. Like, bro, this is.
And then honestly, nowadays, since everything is publicized and everything is on social media and everything like that, the coming to you from woman to woman has a negative connotation around it because it's like, listen, I'm going to post this because this bitch, she fucking coming to me. But, you know, I'm going to post this. I'm going to post it. I'm going to post this. It's like, yo.
You don't have to post that. I don't post nobody on my page,
If I'm coming to you as a woman, bitch, I'm coming to you as a woman. That's it. You know, but like I said, it's been this negative connotation placed on it since everything has to be posted. Like, something just happened in the media last month or something with Amber Rose. Somebody was coming.
Not to her as a woman.
Amber Rose. No. Yeah. Amber Rose came to somebody as a woman about her man, A.E. And the bitch posted it. Like, bitch, I'm asking you a simple question. Did you fuck with my man? I know he used to fuck with you back then, but I don't know. I'm a little weary about, have y'all fucked? Was y'all fucking with each other while we were together? This bitch go and post it. Bitch, now you stupid. Like, that, real, like, dumb. You know what? That she didn't even have to do that. That really pissed me off, you know, that she decided to post that shit between. You happy as shit Amber Rose hit you, bitch. Don't even do that.
Fact.
You know what I'm saying?
Went ahead in no other way.
Yeah, and after that day, wasn't nobody talking about that shit no more. You did all that shit for 24 hours of nothing.
Clout.
Stupid. Clout. It ain't even getting no goddamn clout. And Amber wasn't even being mean. She was just saying, hey, would you mind telling me if you and, you know, you and AE were fucking with each other when we were together? She getting all smart and shit. They gonna post it. Just so she can seem like she won. I don't like that
shit.
That's the moment you posted it, you lost. You lost.
It's over.
I'm being a woman.
People be on the internet so much. That Facebook, that Instagram. Man, that's old. Bye.
So Justin LaBoy posted something else. I was looking at it. It said, so did we all get played this year by a motherfucker who wanted us first?
Yeah.
Oh, there she go. We done woke this bitch up. Listen.
Don't come at me. Talk, you know, buy me dozens of roses and give me money. And then don't play with me, baby.
I know. I get it. Yeah. I get it. And you know what? One couple that I feel like is going through that shit right now is Erica Mena and fucking Safari.
Dang.
It pisses me off so bad, yo, because he did want her. He wanted her. So, like, you couldn't tell this man nothing about Erica Mena. He was so attracted to her. Like, he was really in love with her, showing her off and everything. I'm talking about, like, he was showing, like, how much he really liked her and how he wanted her. And then he gets her. They get married. They have a baby. And he openly admitted it on Love & Hip Hop. I didn't know a baby would be this much. Basically, like, I don't want to do this shit no more. You know what I'm saying? And you can tell Erica's so stressed out about it. It's like, yo.
It hurt.
But like she said, I didn't ask for this. You asked for my hand in marriage. You asked me to be your girl. You begged me. Nigga, we saw on TV. They was on a couple reality shows together. This nigga would not leave her alone. He chased her. And then now treating her like she chased him. It's like, you worked to get me, but you ain't going to work to keep me. Now you don't want you.
Bad
and
part.
I gave in to you because she did not like this nigga at first. I'm telling you, yo, she did not like him. And then he made her fall in love. Mm-hmm. And then literally just started treating her like shit, mm-hmm. threw her away. Now, listen, what we don't know is the whole story. I do know that. But what you show us on TV, what you show us online, Safari, you don't fuck with your wife like that. Right. He talks to her like she annoys him. On the previous episode, she gave him like a Jamaican bash at their mansion. He'd been wanting to go back to Jamaica for a while. That's where he's from. Mm-hmm. But COVID kind of shut all that down. So he didn't. He wasn't mm-hmm. able to travel there. So she got Spice to perform. Spice is queen of dance hall. Mm-hmm. You know, that's. And I love her. That's one of my favorite on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. I love Spice.
Hey, Spice.
And then he got like some Jamaican dancers and shit, Jamaican food. Like she got catered. She got like some nice shit, a whole setup, a billboard with him on it. Damn. First thing he say when he walk in is, I love me. This is great. Like he ain't never say, yo, shout out to my wife. Like, and he said it later on in the commentary. He didn't even voice that shit in the actual scene. I've never seen Erica like this. Never. I know she get played with by a lot of niggas that she, like for instance, in the past, she done got played with by fucking Rich Dollaz when Love & Hip Hop New York first came on. I'm talking about like, nigga, that nigga played her up and down. You know what I'm saying? She got played with mm-hmm. a lot of times. You know what I'm saying? And it's like,
why is it like that though?
I don't know.
They work so hard to get us. Like, it be people we not even interested in, not even our type. Mm-hmm. They work so hard to get us. They got us. And then later on down the road, it's like, it's not the same energy that yeah. you were giving before. Yeah. Why is it like, what's the
I
thing?
Have no idea. I really don't know.
Yeah, all this in the beginning, you got mm-hmm. me. I'm in love. Mm-hmm. And then we going down here like, what happened?
That's what we got to call Justin LaBoy and see what he got to say about the shit. You know what I'm saying? We got to write this nigga because honestly, I don't understand. Now, listen, that has never happened to me, mm-hmm. but I can honestly sympathize with women that it happens to mm-hmm. because you don't ever want to feel unwanted by somebody that you didn't even want at first. Right. Like they did all this work to make you see that they're the one for you. And then now it's like, nah,
even, I ain't never leaving.
Yo, real shit. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like all of that shit is crazy, you know? So I just want to commend all the women who are going through that shit because that shit has not got to be easy. Like it has not got to be easy. Like I know. And then she's on her second baby. She was scared to tell him that she was pregnant. Erica was scared to tell this nigga that she was pregnant. You know how fucked up your marriage gotta be? How much of a strain has been put on it? And how much down the drain, how far down the drain y'all are when you gotta butter your husband up to tell him that you're pregnant and be scared of his reaction? Because he told her, like, I don't want no more kids.
Wow, that's crazy.
But she didn't even know she was pregnant, you know, according mm-hmm. to Love & Hip Hop and yeah. everything. She did not know that she was fucking pregnant. So later, like she said, she wasn't even really paying attention to her body, you know, because she was going through it stressed out. And like he said, damn, we live in the same house and we don't even sleep in the same room. I didn't even know that my wife was pregnant. Wow. I couldn't even see that she was pregnant. She was showing a little bit, but
he wasn't paying attention.
Wasn't paying attention. That's my biggest fear too. Marriage. You want to get married? No, let me rephrase that. That's not my biggest fear. Getting married is not my biggest fear. Getting married
and being played.
And then played.
Yeah, that's the part.
Play me while I'm your girlfriend.
I do want to live
because I'm gonna fuck some shit up.
But yeah, that part.
But we can. But once we
get that energy out in the beginning, but mm-hmm. if we want to settle down, like let's make it happen.
Let's
like,
make it happen.
Don't do that.
You know, like I just.
So marriage definitely used to be in the forefront of my mind, but it's like I see so many
marriages failing.
What? Yeah. Like it's so many.
A lot of marriages are failing, but then you still.
Everybody don't put the same effort in.
I know, but we pay so much attention to the marriages that are failing that we don't really pay homage to the ones that are standing. We got Grant Hill and Tamia. We got Boris Kodjo and Nicole Ari Parker. We got like, and look, for a minute, remember how everybody used to be like, I want to be like Will and Jada. I want to be like B and J. I want to, and then you see some shit come out. You know what I'm saying? It's like, we shouldn't
know
look to people.
Behind closed door. Like that
we shouldn't look to people.
It's different. That behind the closed door, you get a whole nother story.
We should not look to other people as goals. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody's different. Everybody's different. And a lot of people live for this image. A lot of it has a lot to do with imagery, you know, so.
I love Sierra marriage, though.
I love Sierra and Russell's marriage. And listen, prime example. She didn't even like him at first. That was not her type. That was not her type.
She wasn't into that.
She was not trying to give that man a chance at first. And he stayed persistent. He stayed with it.
Yes.
And he got her. Yes. And he swept her off her fucking feet. And now she's living the fairy tale marriage life. Yes. And the babies are beautiful. All of them. All of her babies. Their babies, Future. Like everybody. Little Future, I was meant to say. But they are adorable. Yes. I love that family. You know who else I love? Gabrielle Union.
Yes. And Dwayne Wade. I love Gabrielle Union situation. Her marriage, that is.
Not the situation.
The marriage.
How what?
The marriage.
Don't ever downplay this. Like... But the like marriage, I might get married, you
baby.
Like, huh?
When?
I don't know. Like, it's crazy. Like it's coming.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Okay.
It's gonna get there. Like
it's gonna get there.
Yeah. But until we get there, we've come to the end of another episode of Carefully Reckless with your girl Jess Hilarious, and I got my baby LaBrea Shannon in. Say bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.
Awa. Make sure you tune in next week, every Wednesday, hump day, Carefully Reckless with me and in my deepest pan voice. Peace. Carefully Reckless is a production of iHeartRadio and The Black Effect. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount+. Celebrate the life and music of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. If you missed Bob Marley, One Love in the theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie now on Paramount+, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Hey, y'all, what's up? It's your girl, Jess Hilarious from Carefully Reckless. I'm excited to announce that I will be hitting the stage for the annual Black Effect Podcast Festival. Join me for a live Carefully Reckless podcast, along with some other dope shows from the podcast industry, taking place in Atlanta, Saturday, April 27th. I'll be hitting the stage live with Horrible Decisions, Black Tech Green Money, and many more. Make sure you grab your tickets at BlackEffect.com.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.